The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Taxes Show.
I'm the announcer, and I've known Eric since he was a big nobody.
In fact, I'm one of the people he stepped on as he climbed the ladder of success.
And now my former friend, Eric Metaxas.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, but now, is that nice that he said that? That's not nice.
I don't think so. No.
That's not nice. Just because I stepped on him, does he have to say it publicly?
No.
No, come on. That's not right.
Okay.
Yes. Now, listen, folks.
Yes.
This is Friday. As you know, Fridays can be very exciting around here because we do a thing we like to call Fun Facts Friday.
Friday.
And we're going to do some Fun Facts Friday today.
Yes. A truncated version.
But before we do Fun Facts Friday, we're going to air an interview we did a few days ago with none other than the bionic woman herself, Lindsay Wagner.
Getting you ready,
the
Lindsay
bionic
Wagner.
Woman, Lindsay. Come on. It's incredible.
It is.
And so we recorded it a few days ago. Because she's got a movie coming out. It's kind of exciting.
Yep.
I was wondering what happened to Lindsay Wagner, and evidently she's been doing some stuff, but I wasn't paying attention. She's been in some movies. She starred in Nighthawks with Sylvester Stallone in 1980, mm-hmm. which, you know, 1980, I guess I was in college, so I wasn't watching too many movies. But she's in this movie about Samson. Now, do you know the movie?
Do I know the movie?
About the movie?
I know a little bit about it. Taylor James, formerly James Taylor. No,
right.
He plays the title role, and Lindsay plays his mother.
And Rutger Hauer is in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure Vivian Vance, who was in the I Love Lucy series, is not in it.
Okay.
She's not. I'm pretty sure. If she's
pretty
in
sure.
it, I'm wrong, but, right.
But
I believe
big,
she's
big
not in it.
Big opening tonight. It's opening tonight, we have Lindsay. So,
okay, a few things to talk about. Before I launch into that, I want to talk about Hillsdale. You can go to MetaxasForHillsdale.com, MetaxasForHillsdale.com. This is incredible. In this day and age, with colleges, with higher education going crazy, and the worst of the worst is Yale University, where I went. It was already nuts when I went there, and I can tell you a story sometime. I mean, truly political correctness insanity. That's in the early 80s when I was there. They were already like unhinged. That's like 35 years ago. So imagine what higher education is like today. A lot of parents have no clue what's going on at these colleges. I can tell you, Hillsdale is the antithesis of the looniness you see in higher education. The students actually live by an honor code. Imagine this at a place like Yale. They wouldn't get within 1,000 light years of an honor code. The honor code at Hillsdale says, a Hillsdale college student is honorable in conduct, honest in word and deed, dutiful in study and service, and respectful of the rights of others. I think that means no throwing things. Hmm. Through education, the student rises to self-government. This is magnificent. Folks, Hillsdale is just a place you ought to check out. Go to Metaxas for Hillsdale.com. I recommend it. Highly.
Yeah.
Incredible. Lindsay Wagner.
Yes,
now,
Lindsay.
What she seemed a little tired when I recorded her the other day, because you know what happens to these stars. They do a movie and then they get them on this like junket where they do 1,000 interviews a day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think by the time I interviewed her, she'd had enough.
It seemed that way. I hate to say that because she's a wonderful woman, actress, and she just seemed a little spent. But,
but because I had some wacky questions that I didn't ask her. I was going to ask her, you know, if Godzilla and the Smog Monster were to fight the Bionic Man and the Bionic Woman, who do you think would win?
Yeah.
And a lot of people want to know. When I was a kid, you wanted to know if Godzilla and Superman were to fight, you know, Batman and Mothra, who would win? These are important questions young people ask.
And she just wasn't in the mood to.
And when was a young person, I wanted to know if the Bionic Man and the Bionic Woman teamed up against some of these giant Japanese beasts, who would win. I just thought maybe she would know because she played the Bionic Woman. But I just didn't feel like I could actually ask her that question.
Yeah. So, but she still is an interesting woman, and you do have a nice interview with
her. Oh, no. She's wonderful. Yeah. I should say she's wonderful. But I just sometimes you're interviewing somebody and you're in a goofy mood.
Yes.
Like I was a couple days ago. Yes. I was in a goofy mood. I'm all excited to interview the Bionic Woman. And she's kind of like, yeah, the Bionic Woman. Ha ha. Hilarious.
Yeah,
40 years ago.
There's a little of that in the interview. It's going to be fun.
She's kind of had it with that. So, you know, we're not going to push it, but I do ask her some questions, which you'll see. You'll listen to it in a couple seconds. Literally in a couple of minutes, we're going to talk to the Bionic Woman, Lindsay Wagner, about this movie, which opens tonight.
Yes.
Tonight.
Tonight. Big night. Wow. Big night.
Tonight.
So look for those big giant lights, you know, lighting up the theaters, and come one, come all, and watch.
Yeah, those Klieg lights.
Samson.
Well, you know, mm-hmm. seriously, Albin, if you think about it, mm-hmm. the idea that Hollywood wants to tell biblical stories is a step in the right direction.
Yes.
Being biblically literate. I mean, you cannot, if you don't know the stories of the Bible,
right.
you can't know anything. Basically, all of Western civilization stands on these stories. It's kind of like the Iliad and the Odyssey. If you're not familiar mm-hmm. with the Iliad and the Odyssey, forget it. You're not going to understand anything. These are the Ur texts. You are. The Ur texts of all of Western civilization. So if you don't know the Samson story, you really should. Now, maybe you don't want to read it. Maybe you're so lazy you don't want to read it, so you just go see the movie.
Yes.
Right?
So you can do that.
Right.
And by the way, in hour two, talking about the Bible, we have this guy, Gordon Govier, right? He's a biblical archaeologist.
Oh, is it Govier or Govier?
I don't know. You talk to him. What does
I know, but
how did
I don't
he pronounce
remember.
It? I'm sure he's going to pronounce it correctly.
Well, we also have to say that right now, as you're listening to this program on Friday, I'm in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not recording it. Sometimes we have to pre-record stuff because there was no way for me to get the hookup in Israel immediately.
Right.
I think next week I'm bringing the Comrex box and I may be able to record live from Israel, which would be kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
But today we had to pre-record, but I'll be in Israel when you hear this.
Okay. That's just some of the fun facts that are going to lead us into
okay,
fun
so we're
facts
gonna, so
Friday.
We're going to talk in hour two. We're going to talk today. We're going to talk with Gordon Govier about biblical archaeology. He's a true expert on biblical archaeology.
Yeah, it's another fascinating interview.
And he's
really.
The kind of person that we'd like to get on the show regularly because so much stuff comes up. You read stuff in the newspaper about they just found this, they just found that. And, you know, you want to know what's the significance of it. When I was in Albuquerque, I met a man who claims to have discovered the actual site of Sodom and Gomorrah, of Sodom, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And not everybody's convinced, but it was pretty convincing. So, in other words, the jury is still out. But I want to get him on to talk about it. This kind of stuff is so cool. Folks, if you don't know about the Bible, maybe you didn't go to a church, maybe you went to church where they didn't talk about this. I got to say, like, these stories are so fascinating. What happened in Sodom and Gomorrah is so fascinating because you wonder what did happen. I mean, the Bible tells you, but it doesn't give you the specifics, right?
Right. The blow by blow.
It's kind of cool. So yeah. In a few minutes, we're talking to Gordon Govier. Oh, we got to mention Metaxas Super. When we come back, of course, we're going to have Lindsay Wagner on in a couple minutes. After that, we've got Fun Facts Friday. But, Metaxas Super, once again, I'm telling you folks, the price is $5.99 a month starting March 1st. If you sign up before then, you lock it in for half price, $2.99 a month for the whole year. We've got, I guess, 400 people or something like that have signed up. I want to encourage you folks, this is very cheap. Now, look, if you don't have the money, obviously the radio program is free. A and B, the podcast is free. You just have the commercials to deal with. But if you want commercial free podcasting, if you don't want the commercials, you pay $2.99 a month up to March 1st, and that hooks you in for the whole year. If you don't mind listening to the commercials, you know, be our guest. We love all our sponsors, so we actually want you to listen to commercials. But I'm just telling you, we now have this option.
Mm-hmm.
Albin, we've got an option. Okay, when we come back, I can't believe it. When we come back, an interview with none other than Jamie Summers, the Bionic Woman, and we'll be right back. Sailing away on the crest of a wave, it's like magic.
You like freedom? I do. You like money? Well, I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.claimfreedomchecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by March 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.claimfreedomchecks.com before the March 1st deadline. That's www.claimfreedomchecks.com.
For young people who want to make the most of their summer, there's the Summer Academy at the King's College in New York City. At Summer Academy, inquisitive high schoolers learn how the great ideas of Western civilization apply to journalism, business, economics, and leadership, all from a biblical worldview. Plus, they'll enjoy world-famous landmarks and museums. One student called it the learning experience of a lifetime. To learn more, Google the King's College Summer Academy. That's the King's College Summer Academy.
NRB's International Christian Media Convention, Proclaim 18, is February 27th through March 2nd in Nashville, Tennessee. Network and learn from experts in digital media, radio, TV, church media, film and entertainment, and international ministry. Hear from inspirational speakers like Kay Arthur, Rick Warren, Eric Metaxas, Jim Caviezel, MyPillow founder Mike Lindell, and experience NRB's massive exposition, Proclaim 18, February 27th through March 2nd. Details at nrbconvention.org.
Giving your home a fresh look this year can seem like a daunting task, but with SelectBlinds.com, it doesn't have to be. SelectBlinds makes it easy to install and score huge savings on blinds. After saying goodbye to those old blinds, shades, or shutters, you'll wonder why you didn't upgrade sooner. Nothing adds more aesthetic value to your interior than SelectBlinds.com. With products you've seen on all your favorite home improvement shows, SelectBlinds.com is an interior makeover essential. Select Blinds takes the guesswork out of ordering blinds online by offering high-quality blinds for an unbelievable price. With the most online reviews and 5-star ratings on the planet, SelectBlinds.com is the simple and smart way to get blinds. To get the best deals on blinds, shades, and shutters, shop today at SelectBlinds.com. Mention our show at checkout using the drop-down menu. Let SelectBlinds.com upgrade your home today. SelectBlinds.com.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Here's all you need to do. Your doctor gives you the prescription. You go online to gogomeds.com, put in your information, and make sure to include the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. Your meds are then delivered to your home, and you've saved money. It's that easy. No more waiting, no lines, no copay each month, and best of all, no wandering around the store aimlessly waiting for your prescription to be filled. GoGoMeds.com, the new way to get your medicine delivered right to your door. Remember that getting your prescription filled now means never having to go to a store again. GoGoMeds.com. GoGoMeds.com. Use the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com. Promo code MIKE2018.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're wondering what that sound is. That is the theme from a show that I used to watch as a kid called The Bionic Woman. And I just had to play that, not just because. I had to play it because my guest this hour, right now, hard for me to believe, is none other than the star of that TV series, Lindsay Wagner. Lindsay, welcome to this program.
Well, thank you.
Well, listen, First of all, forgive me for being the kind of person that would play that to introduce you. But I know that so many people are about my age. They watched a lot of TV in the 70s. So principally, we know you as the Bionic Woman. So I should probably get the uncomfortable questions out of the way right off the bat. First of all, I don't want to do that. I want to say to you, congratulations on your new film, Samson, which really is the subject of our interview. It's going to be out in theaters like any day now. And I want to talk to you about, 15th. The 15th. I was going to say, I want to talk to you about that. But first of all, I have to ask you a Bionic Woman question. Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
How can you deny me? We're on a radio show, right? The question is, are you still dating Lee Majors? Yes or no?
Am I still dating Lee Majors?
Yeah.
You're presuming I ever dated.
No, I'm not presuming it. I'm implying it.
You're implying.
Even though it's not true.
Never did, never have, am not. I love his wife, Faith. She's absolutely a jewel.
Are you willing to take a lie detector test on that? No, I just had to tease you. I think, you know, growing up, everyone assumed that, you know, G.I. Joe dated Barbie at some point, and that the Bionic Woman and the Bionic Man, surely they dated. So I just had to get that out of the way up front.
Well, now, if you're talking Steve and Jamie, yeah, they did.
They did.
And they got married, finally.
Yeah, they got married. That's right. And they gave birth to a Zumba. Or is it a Roomba? Okay listen, we've got to get serious. You are in a new film. This is an exciting film. This is like a sword and sandal epic. Tell us about the film. I mean, I'm assuming a lot of people are already going to be familiar with it, but tell us about this movie, Samson.
The story of Samson is an Old Testament biblical story about a mother, a woman who was not a mother and never thought she could have children, being told by God that that she was going to have a child and that this child was going to help free her people from the slavery, being enslaved by the Philistines.
And you play the mother of Samson.
I play the mother, I do. And she indeed had this son and another, but her son Samson was born. His purpose in life was to grow up and do this extraordinary feat. And Samson was given superpowers. Today we would call them superpowers. He was given extra human.
Today we would call him a bionic figure.
Well, no, because he doesn't have any biology. His power comes from God and the relationship. And he was given a covenant of three things that he had to keep, which was that he could not drink of the wine, he could not touch the dead, and he could not cut his hair. And those are the covenants. Mom's job was to help him stay on track for his life until he got old enough to do his job, as all mothers' jobs are.
I never thought of that. Because you play his mother in this film, obviously you've really looked into this. And I never really would have thought of that it is mom's job to say, hey, don't cut your hair. Now, what mother has to tell their son not to cut their hair? Usually they're the ones that say, go get a haircut.
Yeah. But, I know, but it's the same thing.
Right,
you know?
Right.
It's, the thing is, people ask me a lot, well, how did you prepare for this role? And I said, I lived my life. I had two boys. My two boys are, you know, they're both stuntmen. And so a mother,
stuntmen?
Yes.
That's extraordinary.
Yeah.
Wow. That you must be, I mean, as a father, it would make me nervous if my kids were stunt people.
Well, their father's a stuntman, so.
All right. So you married into it.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that's my gosh. So you've lived. You know what it is to be a mother. So you didn't have to dig deep for figuring this out.
Yeah, and to worry about your kids. And as a mother, you know, because this is a very emotional story. It's definitely, it has all these battle scenes in it, and so it's very action oriented. But it's also a very human story, unlike a lot of these action films that are out today. That's why I liked it.
Well,
that's
and I was going to say, and I
very and meaningful I'm, story.
Yeah, and I was going to say that I and many of my listeners, I'm sure,
believe it's historical. I mean, some people don't believe that. I do. I think this is it's a true story. It's an extraordinary story, one of the most extraordinary stories in Scripture. Some of it is hard to believe, but it is in Scripture, and a lot of people believe it really happened. And one thing I know is not the case, though. I know that Samson in the Bible really didn't speak with an English accent, but in this film he does, right? He had to.
Yeah, probably not.
He had to. Well, it's kind of like in every biblical adaptation, everyone has to speak with a British accent, except in Last Temptation of Christ by Martin Scorsese, where Harvey Keitel speaks with a Brooklyn accent, which is far more preposterous. But okay,
right.
so you now, how did you? I don't recall seeing you in many films lately. How did you find your way to doing this film? How did you get this role?
They came to me. I called my agent.
I assume they came to you, but it's just interesting that I guess they were looking for a mother. Somebody who knew what it was to be the mother of stuntmen. Sort of.
I don't know.
Sort of.
That was the
sort
first thing
no,
in their head.
No. Okay. Okay. All right. Well. So, and who else is in this film? I know that Rutger Hauer is in it, and you were in something with him a long time ago as well.
Yes, a long time ago. It was with Stallone. It was the Nighthawks
with Stallone. Yeah, that's a great movie. Rutger Hauer,
also Billy Zane,
and Billy Zane, who always plays a villain. Like, what is it
he
about
does
Billy
it
Zane?
So well, though.
Doesn't he though? It's incredible. It's like you look at him and you go, "That's a bad guy." And then he doesn't even need, they save a lot of money on eyeliner because he already has these naturally Egyptian looking eyes, right? Right?
Yeah. And then, speaking of beautiful eyes, his apple didn't fall far from the tree in this movie. It's Jackson Rathbone. And people, I guess, will know him from the, I've forgotten, the Twilight series.
Oh.
He was the guys in the Twilight series,
right.
But he has gorgeous eyes as well,
and
he plays his he plays Billy Zane's son, the heir to the throne, who is the one that's really after Samson. So,
and the woman who plays, of course, everybody wants to know, what about Delilah? And the woman who plays Delilah has gorgeous eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that in the trailer. I said those are just remarkable, beautiful eyes. Now, mm-hmm. Taylor James. I was hoping that it was missing a comma and that it was actually the singer-songwriter James Taylor, but it's Taylor James. Tell us about Taylor.
Taylor is new to the film industry. He's very well trained and done some extraordinary work over the years on stage in London. He's from London, and so this is his first significant role, almost his first role in film. And boy, he's coming out with a bang. He's just wonderful. He played it brilliantly. He's incredibly fit. And he was, you know, people ask him, how did you prepare for this role? Did you have to work out a lot? But it was just kind of him. He was like this before the film came to him, in preparation for hoping to do films that were a kind of action or epic.
Is that right? So he's been pumped up for years waiting to play.
He has. And interesting hearing him talk about it. I didn't think about it. I mean, I thought my own thoughts about it. But when we were shooting and I met him and watching him work, he stayed extremely lean. He did not bulk up like an NFL player for this, because in keeping true to the story, to his character, he did not want to portray. People say, well, of course he won that battle. Look at the size of his arms. He didn't do that because, although he's incredibly fit and he's incredibly cut, his physique is very appropriate, but he's not massive, because he said, first of all, our people are starving. That's part of the problem, the plight.
Mm.
And secondly, so how can Samson come out and be looking
right.
like that?
Right. Exactly. He doesn't have
emaciated.
A lot of protein. Hang on, Lindsay, if you would. I hear music. We're going to go to a break, folks. We'll be right back with another segment talking to Lindsay Wagner about the new film Samson in theaters in a couple of days.
Futures and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been on the trading floor for 25 years. I traded for Goldman Sachs in the S&P 500 pit and was the first Amazon market maker at the CBOE. I am also the senior market strategist here at Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional traders. Now, for a limited time, I am offering one of the trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. Get started right now by calling 1-800-288-0092. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and the Trading Advantage Daily Market Report at no cost to you. Again, 1-800-288-0092. That's 1-800-288-0092. 0092.
For young people who want to make the most of their summer, there's the Summer Academy at the King's College in New York City. At Summer Academy, inquisitive high schoolers learn how the great ideas of Western civilization apply to journalism, business, economics, and leadership, all from a biblical worldview. Plus, they'll enjoy world-famous landmarks and museums. One student called it the learning experience of a lifetime. To learn more, Google the King's College Summer Academy. That's the King's College Summer Academy.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Steve Austin, astronaut, a man barely alive. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man. Steve Austin be that man.
Folks, you're listening to the Eric Metaxas Show, and my guest is Lindsay Wagner, who must forgive me for playing this music. I just can't help myself.
I think we call this geeking out.
It's just so funny to me. I love meeting people, whom I've only known as stars on my TV set. And so, again, welcome to the program. You've done so much in your life since playing the Bionic Woman, but most people like myself would know you principally from that or from something like Nighthawks with Sly Stallone. But right now, of course, you're starring in Samson. So I have to ask you about this, behind the scenes filming this. Have you ever filmed anything like this in a location like this before? What was it like? Or are there any stories from behind the scenes stories of filming it?
You know what? I would love to just finish one more thing since you were talking about this film being a faith-based film. The story of Samson is the other reason Taylor did not bulk up really big is because his power is supposed to be coming from God,
right,
not his muscles.
Right.
And so if he was all muscly like that, it's like, well, yeah, people would give him credit for him doing it as opposed to being this conduit of, of just.
Although I think it's reasonable to assume that the most pumped up huge guy could not kill 1,000 Philistines.
With a jawbone.
With the jawbone of an ass. That's kind of an amazing. I mean, I remember when I read that, I thought to myself, oh, my gosh, that's just, it's extraordinary. Yeah. And you think that you'd need. Like the jawbone would break and you'd need to get the jawbone of a second ass because 1,000 people. I think like a jawbone is good for maybe 500 Philistines.
Oh, yeah, but not if you're infused with the power of God. There you go.
No, it is extraordinary, but it's important. It you're right, and I think it's important to say that. So thanks for reminding us. And what you said earlier is that Samson took three important vows, which at least one of which he broke, the idea that he wasn't supposed to touch anything.
He broke all three.
He broke all three. And the one, he wasn't supposed to touch anything that was dead.
Right.
And so at some point, I don't know when it was, right, he is hungry and he sees a dead lion lying by the side of the road. And it's such a bizarre detail that the bees have made a nest in this carcass in a hive.
And he's so the one that killed the lion. Yeah.
Oh, actually, no, I forgot that. So he kills the lion, and then on his way back, he sees the dead lion.
Yeah, and so but also he ended up at one point making this deal with Rala, the son of the king of the their oppressors. He ends up losing a bet to him, and has to find robes. He has to give Rala, I don't know, 50 robes or something like that. Of course, his people are so poor they have nothing to give them, and he goes and has a fight with these soldiers. And he ends up going, and several of them are dead. So he takes the robes from these dead soldiers. And so, again, he's touched the dead. And a drink of the wine at his own wedding, they got him drunk and before Rala killed his wife. And that was all before Samson met Delilah.
Right, right.
And so... he actually broke down and said, "Sure, it's my wedding. I'll have some wine." And that's when the struggles actually began at that point. So
right, go ahead. Sorry.
What was by the end? Of course, Delilah. I think most people who know the story know that by the time he got in this relationship with Delilah years later, she is the one that kind of tricked him into being able to cut his hair. That was kind of the end of it.
Yes. I mean, of course, it's pretty famous. What is the last time the story of Samson was brought to the big screen? I mean, I remember I think it's Hedy Lamarr and Victor mm-hmm. Mature in the 50s. Mm-hmm. Is that the last time, or maybe there have been others?
No, I think that was it.
That
was the last one.
Who can forget Victor Mature? Those are big... choose
very
to
different. Very different movie.
I assume so. We just got a moment left, but you had something happen. I don't know if you talk about it, but what happened to you in May 1979? Talk about the supernatural. Are you able to talk about that? Or
are you talking about the plane crash?
Yeah.
I just had a very strong premonition that we should not be getting on this plane, and fortunately, I listened to it and. Told my mom we can't get on this plane. And then I, you know, not really understanding it back then. I didn't understand that much about intuition and premonition. And I mean, I did, but I really hadn't fully embraced how intuitive I am.
Yeah.
And so that certainly kicked me into saying, okay, look, this is real. You know, you can't keep writing it off or saying, oh,
there's something more than this world. I mean, the idea that you felt so strongly that you refused to get on the plane is itself extraordinary.
Right. And I said, we have to go pick up my sister. Telling my mom, let's go get, my sister was flying from Portland, Oregon back to Los Angeles as we were flying from, Chicago back to Los Angeles. I said, let's go. We have to go get Randy. That's probably why we should probably go get my sister. So we say, yeah, okay. So we go back and we change our tickets. And I mean, we were literally in line, five people from the door.
We're out of time, but I'm so glad we got to squeeze that in. That's an amazing, amazing story. Lindsay Wagner, God bless you. And thank you for being on this program and rolling with the punches. Folks, the film is Samson in theaters. February 16th. Strawberries, cherries. Hey, Albin.
Yeah?
I'd like to tell you about Greg from Hawaii.
Please do.
Okay. He takes Relief Factor. As you know, I take Relief Factor. And he says, Greg from Hawaii says, my left knee started swelling last year, making climbing stairs and walking distances difficult. At the same time, my back, hips, and shoulders were aching, and I figured it was worth trying Relief Factor. Within 3 days, I was seeing a difference. Relief Factor is helping with almost all my aches and pains. That's pretty typical.
Wow.
I don't like to oversell things. And so I take it myself. And there is no doubt that if I have a backache or whatever from exercise, it helps. If I don't take it, I notice. So I go, oh, why am I sore? Oh, yeah, I forgot. I haven't been taking it for 2 days or something like that. So I want to suggest that people check out the Quick Start pack. It's $19.95, and it gives you just enough to know if it's going to work for you. It's like a three-week supply. I recommend it. Obviously, I take it. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. Check it out.
Hey, folks. This is Eric Metaxas. And you know, I believe America was founded as a beacon of liberty for the world. As I write in my book, If You Can Keep It, if we are to keep this republic, we have to see it afresh and really understand what it is we're keeping. If you have a heart for this important idea, I want to extend a personal invitation for you to join me at the 2018 Remember America Speaker Series on Friday, April 6th at 6:30 p.m. in Lancaster, Pennsylvania at the Lancaster County Convention Center. This event is sponsored by Dayspring Christian Academy and reminds us of our unique heritage of liberty that was founded upon biblical principles and calls us to let our light so shine for others to see. Join me for an inspirational night that brings a powerful message of hope with inspiring media, choral performances, and me, Eric Metaxas, at the Remember America Speaker Series. Tickets and sponsorships are available at dayspringchristian.com or call 717-344-5584. Visit dayspringchristian.com. That's dayspringchristian.com.
In theaters now, from PureFlix.
Samson, chosen by the living God.
A hero will rise.
He has the strength of a god. I saw it with my own eyes.
My name is Samson, and you will face the wrath of God.
Samson, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For tickets and information, go to samson.movie.
For young people who want to make the most of their summer, there's the Summer Academy at the King's College in New York City. At Summer Academy, inquisitive high schoolers learn how the great ideas of Western civilization apply to journalism, business, economics, and leadership, all from a biblical worldview. Plus, they'll enjoy world-famous landmarks and museums. One student called it the learning experience of a lifetime. To learn more, Google the King's College Summer Academy. That's the King's College Summer Academy.
If you're a timeshare owner, getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list. And since maintenance bills are taking a bite out of your savings, now is the right time to make the call to Lone Star Transfer to simplify your life and improve your financial situation. They know how hard it can be to find a company you can trust. So take the word of over 5,000 timeshare owners they have helped get out of their timeshares legally and ethically. Lone Star Transfer has a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They are passionate and committed to helping you get out of your timeshare as quickly and effortlessly as possible. Call Lone Star Transfer today for a no-obligation consultation and let them get you out of your timeshare the right way. Call toll-free 855-551-7066. That's 855-551-7066. That number again, 855-551-7066, or visit them online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. We just talked to Lindsay Wagner, the Bionic Woman, not a joke. And now I'm talking to Albin Sader. Albin.
Yes?
What's happening right now?
You know what that means. Oh, boy. Here we go. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I know.
That can only mean one thing.
Fun Facts
Friday.
No.
Okay.
No, I'm gonna sing the song. Now, usually you back me up on this. Well, we sing along. It's kind of a duet, right?
Right.
But
now
I have to sing all by myself.
Yeah. Because I'm in Israel.
Because you're in Israel.
And the voice won't carry across
the ocean.
Not carry. So you sing.
Go ahead. So here we go.
Yeah. I'm ready.
Come on and have some fun, just for the fun of it. Tune into Eric's show, and you'll be in the know. You may learn something new and something untrue, too. Fun Facts Fridays here.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
This is really a musical performance at this point.
That's... This is a truncated version, and you've already expressed to me the fact that you don't want to do a lot of talking because, frankly, you can't.
Yeah, I don't feel that great. So look, you're the one. You came up with the idea for Fun Facts Friday. You said you've got some ideas. So lay it on me, man.
Okay,
we have an audience that wants to listen to some fun facts.
Now, these are going to be simple one-word answers, and I'm going to start really, really simple. And I'm going to, even if you know the answer, Eric, if you'll just wait, pause a moment so that the people at home can kind of say like, oh, I think I know that one, and then they blurt it out.
You mean you're going to ask questions?
I'm going to ask you a question,
okay,
and then you'll give me the answer. And like okay. I said, I'm going to start simple and start getting a little bit more difficult, okay? And
let's
if you get it right...
Got.
You'll hear that. That's a little bell.
Okay.
Here's the first one. It's very easy. I'm telling you right up front. It's an easy one. In what year did President Abraham Lincoln deliver his famous address that began 67 years ago?
You know, I know that that is the Gettysburg Address.
You know that, right?
But and every American should know that. If
right.
you don't know that, look up the Gettysburg Address today.
Today.
It's one of the shortest speeches in the history of the world, and it is the definition of lapidary, L-A-P-I-D-A-R-Y. It is one of the greatest speeches in the history of the world. But I don't remember the year. If I had to guess, I'm just going to guess.
Mm-hmm.
1863.
You got it. You okay. know, because it's fun, because it's 67 years ago. So you take 64, which is 8, plus 7, 87.
Oh, you know what? I didn't do the math.
Yeah.
I didn't do the math,
1776
so
plus, right. There you
well,
go.
Well, that was just a good guess.
That's
okay.
it. Okay.
That was just a good
Here we go. Now, a lot of people, especially kids, should know this one, especially if they read the Sunday papers. Dennis the Menace. What is his last name? Dennis the Menace. His last name.
Okay. Dennis the Menace. What is his last name? Now, do they still have Dennis the Menace cartoons
they still have
in the
them.
Newspapers?
They still have them, yeah.
Well, you know what's weird? I know that the neighbor that he annoys mm-hmm. is Mr. Wilson.
That's right.
That I know.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
Dennis's last name?
Yeah, he has a last name. And by the way,
a lot of people have last names.
Hank Ketchum, who writes the series, based it on this four-year-old son who wouldn't go to sleep one night, and he was cranky, and he was acting like a menace. So that's where it started with his son. A lot of things start with real life, you know, Bill Keen, whatever he writes, Family Circus. And yeah.
Right.
Okay, do you want to – shall I give you the last name here?
Can you give me the letter? What letter
M,
does it
– M as in
– It starts – Dennis M.
Yeah.
If it's not McGillicuddy, I don't know.
No, well, his father's name is Henry. And by the way, his father works in the aerospace industry as an engineer, and his mother's a stay-at-home mom, so she has the hardest job in the world. His father's name, Henry, mother's name, Alice, and the last name is Mitchell.
Oh.
Dennis Mitchell. Okay?
Mitchell,
right.
I can see the father now. Now, this was a TV program basically
TV well,
in the
yeah.
60s, mm-hmm. in the early 60s.
Yeah.
It was a black and white program, and I can see the people in it.
And I love this too. His cat has a cat that rarely appears in the strip, and the cat's name is Hot Dog. Okay.
Okay.
Let's move on. There are many monuments around the country, right, that are designated official national monuments, but there is only one national monument that moves. What is it?
I think, I don't know if this is right, but I'm just guessing. Is it Old Faithful?
No. No.
That's not a monument, but I know it's a kind of.
Right.
Okay, that moves. Wait a minute. A monument?
Yeah.
That moves.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a great one. What the heck is it? I know that.
Now, I'll give you a hint as to what city you'll find it in.
Yeah.
San Francisco. It's not a slide whistle.
Well, then it's got to be like the Golden Gate Bridge.
No, it's not the Golden Gate Bridge. Okay, there are actually dozens and dozens of them, and it's the cable cars.
Oh, that's a national monument?
Yeah.
That's a little weird.
It is a little weird, and did you know that Rice-A-Roni is the only national monument that you can eat?
Isn't that interesting?
It is very interesting.
Rice-a-roni, and let's not forget beef-a-roni.
Beef-a-roni as
beef-a-roni.
Well.
Beef-a-roni. Rice-a-roni is the San Francisco treat, and beef-a-roni is the treat that nobody really wants. Okay.
nobody wants it. Okay, I like this next one. Have you ever heard the incessant, and if you went on a camping trip, you have, the croaking of a bulldog? Do you know that there
is a
bulldog?
Wait. A bulldog? You mean a bullfrog?
Bullfrog, sorry. A croaking bulldog. That means your dog is on his last leg. Okay, this is a croaking bullfrog.
Okay, I ever heard the croaking of a bullfrog? Of course.
There's one thing that every animal and reptile does that the bullfrog itself does not do. What is it?
Whoa. That the bullfrog does not do.
Mm-hmm.
Perspire?
No, apparently. Not according to the website called Van Winkle's, which gives you a little
Now, wait a second. There's something that a bullfrog does or that doesn't do.
That doesn't
that every
do
other,
that
You mean other frogs do it?
Other frogs do it as well. Yep. It's only the
other
bullfrog.
Other frogs do it. Bees do it.
Yeah. And people do it. Okay. I hear the
music.
Okay,
wait a minute. I think vomit?
No. It's sleep. Apparently, they rest by closing their eyes, but they rest. They don't actually sleep. They don't go to sleep. It's called a waking rest, scientifically.
You mean every other animal sleeps except the bullfrog? That's weird.
The bullfrog.
That's scaring me. We'll be right back with more Fun Facts Friday. It's the Texas Show.
Thousands of Christian media professionals, ministry representatives, pastors, and business leaders at Proclaim 18, the NRB International Christian Media Convention, February 27th through March 2nd in Nashville, Tennessee. Hear speakers including Kay Arthur, Rick Warren, Eric Metaxas, Luis Palau, Joel Rosenberg, Jim Caviezel, MyPillow founder Mike Lindell, and dozens more. Gain valuable insights by attending one or more of the convention's six industry session tracks, where industry leaders will speak on digital media, radio, TV, church media, film and entertainment, and international ministry. Experience NRB's massive exposition, featuring tools and services to expand and enhance your organization, church, or ministry. From media and fundraising experts to publishers and tech companies, the exposition has what you're looking for. Also on the expo floor will be an exhibit from Museum of the Bible, Proclaim 18, February 27th through March 2nd. For all the details, visit nrbconvention.org.
In theaters now, from PureFlix.
Samson, chosen by the living God.
A hero will rise.
He has the strength of a god. I saw it with my own eyes.
My name is Samson, and you will face the wrath of God.
Samson. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For tickets and information, go to samson.movie.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or application firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
1, 2, 3, My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show, Fun Facts Friday edition. That, of course,
Truncated.
Is the great Bill Gaither. It's interesting how some of these gospel stars, they just kind of want to, you know, change it up. And that's the great Bill Gaither. It didn't sound like him, but I'm just reading what's in front of me. Okay, Alvin, we've just got a few minutes.
I have to share something my wonderful father-in-law, Jack, sent me. He likes to send me fun things to use for Fun Facts Friday. So he sent me a list that's titled Men Are Just Happier People. Now, keep in mind, my father-in-law, Jack, is in his 80s now, okay? And so he's from another generation. And when you hear so many things about men and women, you may be tempted to say, like, I don't know, am I allowed to laugh? You know,
not only are you allowed to laugh on this program, you are commanded to laugh.
You must laugh.
These are very, very important things to laugh at. Okay, go ahead.
So this thing called Men Are Just Simpler or Happier People, and I guess he got it off the internet. It starts like this. what do you expect from such simple creatures? Your last name stays put. The garage is all yours. Wedding plans take care of themselves magically. Chocolate is just another snack. You can wear a t-shirt to a water park, or you can wear no shirt at all to a water park. You can play with toys all your life.
Well, you know what? This is, so far, these are amazing.
Yeah.
These are amazing. Do you mind, how many more of these do you have?
I have a bunch, but I don't
keep
have to.
Keep going. No, these are great.
Obviously, I can't go through
these
them all.
These are great.
If Laura, Kate, and Sarah go out to lunch, they call each other Laura, Kate, and Sarah. If Rich, Dave, and John go out for lunch, they will affectionately refer to each other as Fat Boy, Bubba, and Wild Man.
Correct.
Okay. A man will pay $2 for a dollar item that he needs. A woman will pay $1 for a $2 item that she doesn't need, but she got it on sale. I kind of like that one, right? Let's see. Now, this one I've got to be very careful reading. A woman marries a man expecting he will change, but he doesn't. A man marries a woman expecting she won't change, but she does.
These are just ancient truisms that are always going to be funny in any culture.
Yeah, the ancient wisdom, right?
Right.
Okay, so for stopping back at the car mechanics will tell a man the truth. Okay, and then you never have to drive to another gas station restroom because the one you just stopped at was too icky. Okay, you don't have to stop and think which way to turn a nut on a bolt. Now that one, I think most women know which way to.
Yeah.
Wrinkles add character. Wedding dress, $5,000. Tux rental, $100. New shoes don't cut, blister, or mangle your feet. One mood all the time. And you know stuff about tanks.
Now, you know stuff about tanks. This is so funny because this is definitely another generation.
Yeah.
But I find it hilarious because it's so basic.
Yeah.
And
your underwear is $8.95 for a three pack. Okay. Underwear is $8.95 for a three pack.
Right.
Don't forget, I wrote the men's underwear repair kit, so I know all about that.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
You know what? We're out of time.
I know.
Looking for our audience, we're out of time. Albin, my friend.
Yeah.
God bless you.
God bless you over in Israel.
I will. I'll talk to you Monday.
Yeah. Bye.
Thanks for listening, folks.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.